On Sunday, July 25th, the Schenectady Healthcare Access Coalition held a rally in Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Schenectady. The rally was emceed by local community activist Nikita Hardy and the executive director of Schenectady's Human Rights Commission, Arthur Butler. Nikita Hardy outlined the concerns at the beginning of the rally.
There is a merger that's between Ellis and Trinity Health that was announced last October. Who is Trinity Health, do you ask? A massive healthcare system headquartered in Michigan with over 90 hospitals across the nation. St. Peter's in Albany is a Trinity hospital. Since then, Ellis has cut services, the visiting nurses service, the dental program, and they outsourced the emergency department. And now they plan to have the whole place managed by St. Peter's. All of this was done without community input or transparency, which brings us here today. We have questions, lots of questions, and we deserve answers.
The Reverend Nicole D. Harris, pastor of Duryea Memorial AME Zion Church and the president of the local NAACP, was one of the first speakers.
This merger is a business decision. So a couple of these meetings happen on some conference calls or Zoom or webinar or whatever, you know, WebEx, whatever. Maybe sometimes they flew in. Maybe these meetings happen in the conference offices or the board offices at the hospital in a small room with people with suits on who made decisions about our health. We understand that business is a part of the healthcare system. So we understand that this merger is a business move, but I'm asking Ellis not to just make business moves, I'm asking you to make community moves.
Come on.
Because these meetings don't just need to happen in boardrooms, they need to happen in church basements, they need to happen in the community rooms at the shelter, they need to happen on the street corner. These meetings need to happen in your backyard, these meetings need to happen at the NAACP meetings, these meetings need to happen over at SICM. These meetings need to happen with transparency where you and I can attend and where we can hear what's going on. Because when you close the door and you're in the boardroom, there's no guarantee that somebody's behind that door that represents me. And no offense to anybody who wears nice suits here today, but I don't need anybody in a nice suit and tie making decisions for me. If you invite me into the room, I may be able to give you a perspective that you're not familiar with. If you invite me into the room, I'll tell you what I deal with from day to day. If you invite me into the room, I will tell you that I do not want to be further marginalized. And that by removing services, that is what you are doing. So how is it that we're removing services when we know the disparities that already exist? When we know that if you want to go to debt in this country, just get sick. There are decisions that are being made in spaces where you and I are not. And that needs to change. So I want to encourage you today, but not to be silent until we get into those rooms. Or better yet, until those people in those rooms come to this park. Thank you so much.
I spoke with a number of the attendees. Here are their voices.
My name is Jennifer Gunderman. I'm a registered nurse currently at Bellevue Women's Center, which is part of Ellis here in Schenectady. I've been a nurse for over 30 years. I've been here.
What concerns you about the merger between Ellis and Trinity?
Ellis right now is the only hospital serving not only Schenectady County, but many outlying and surrounding counties. An affiliation with Trinity, I'm afraid, is going to have a very negative impact on reproductive health care in this area and access to reproductive health care.
Have you seen the impact of the merger talks already, or is this something that you're anticipating?
We've seen some impact. There has been certain people, I believe, from the Trinity organization coming into Ellis now. It's all very secretive, and there's no real communication between the Ellis administration and its staff as far as what is going on. So it is leaving a lot of us wondering and guessing about what's going to happen.
What do you want from Ellis and from Trinity right now?
reassurances in writing that reproductive health care will be protected in Schenectady County. As far as promises, that is fine, but having the written policies there, I think, will protect the people in Schenectady County and protect their services, not just even in reproductive health care, but in many other facets that can be affected by a merger like this with hospitals with restrictive policies.
My name is Amaury Tañón Santos. I serve as the Chief Executive Officer at Schenectady Community Ministries. Our interfaith collaborative of over the 5 decades have been dealing with issues of poverty around food particularly, but health is one of those things. Ellis has been a significant partner in town for many, many years. And our concern is that, you know, all this talk about merging has all of a sudden disengaged with the community. And we need to make sure that the only hospital in town, the hospital that everybody in the community has learned to rely on for women's health and for emergency services, and as a significant community partner, we don't lose that. And we just want to make sure that everything is made transparently and that the community is engaged with, and that we know what we're going to end up with. If merging with Trinity means that we're going to become a part of a larger medical system that is going to allow us access to services and opportunities and research that we don't have access to, great. If it means that we're going to lose access to our community-based health system, then we have the big issues, right? You know, people in this community depend on that. And it being the only hospital in town, we just need to make sure that everything is taken care of with the input of the community and with the community active in that health system, as it has been for decades.
Some people think that folks who come out to oppose the merger or to encourage talks between Ellis and the community are taking issue with a religious hospital. What's your feeling about this issue and religious freedom?
Well, as a faith person myself, I understand the concerns that people might have around realities or perceived realities that are on doctrine of any religious tradition, Christian or otherwise. I understand that there might be people that are concerned around what they think is Catholic doctrine. I'm not here to oppose it. I think most people that are going to be here are not here to oppose the merger. What we want to make sure is that because they're faith-based, we can have this broad conversation around what health means and how people want to receive it. And because this is the only hospital in town, because and probably in spite of the faith background of Trinity Health, we can make sure that everything gets the services that they need and that they deserve. Health is a right. And people have the right of say what they need and want in their health services.
Jamaica Miles, the reason I'm here today is because we already have health disparities in the city of Schenectady, and we can't afford for there to be a merger that may increase those disparities.
What concerns you most about this merger?
Part of it is the lack of transparency, that unfortunately this is commonplace, that there are conversations that will impact people's lives, and those very people may not even be aware that the conversations are being had. The other concern is that mergers that have happened with Trinity Health before have not been positive. There have been losses of jobs, there have been attacks on unions, there's been limitation or erasure of services that impact poor communities, LGBTQIA+. We can't have that happen here too.
I'm Linnell Engelmeyer. I'm one of the founding members of Progressive Schenectady, and I am here at the Save Our Services rally this afternoon because I care deeply about healthcare in Schenectady County, and particularly the loss of certain services that a merger with Trinity Healthcare could potentially bring. We don't want to stop this merger. We want there to be transparency in this merger, or potential merger. I know they've said right now that it just involves staff, but this is a same group that also told us that they weren't negotiating at all during COVID and in fact were. And so we care deeply about transparency. You know, some people are in a position where they can drive other places to get the health care that could potentially be missing, but a lot of people can't do that. And we want to preserve the health care in this area for all people.
What's the solution, do you think?
I think there are potential solutions. I don't know that I know the best one, but I do think it probably involves negotiating in good faith with all potential partners.
Throughout the day, you're going to hear our tagline, and that silence takes away our choices. Ellis, hear our voices. You want to try that with me? Silence takes away choices. Ellis, hear our voices.
My name is Justice Dazzle, and I came out to the rally today because I am a trans woman and I head up an organization, Schenectady Safe Space, that is working to open a Pride Center in Schenectady. And there are a lot of LGBTQIA plus people in this community that will potentially lose services. My partner is a cis woman, and if we decide to have a child, I want to be able to go to Bellevue and be treated with the same respect and dignity as any other couple.
I heard you talk about broken arm syndrome. Can you tell me what you meant by that?
Yeah, so broken arm syndrome is something, it's both with overweight people as well as trans people. When you go to a doctor or, you know, you're having this particular feeling, this numbness, this whatever that is going on in your life, in your health.
Like a broken arm.
Like a broken arm. That's something completely unrelated to someone's weight, something completely unrelated to someone's gender identity that then gets blamed and pointed that way. And in order to get them to do something, you either have to go to another provider, which isn't always an option for people because of their inability to have insurance or taking time off, all of those types of things, and they have to advocate for themselves. And especially in organizations that are ruled by outside forces that have made their health decisions for you. Sometimes it's all you can do, like as a trans person, being constantly misgendered and deadnamed to get up to that point that you just take what they give you and go on, and then you continue having that health problem.
Nikita Hardy closed the rally with a chant that participants had been using throughout the event.
Silence